We're getting some new details today about the kind of border wall that's expected to be built along the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it'll be part fence and part digital security system.
It's unlikely that we will build a wall or physical barrier from sea to shining sea, but it is very likely. I'm committed to putting it where the men and women say we should put it.
The men and women, of course, of the Border Patrol. The wall was a major theme of the campaign trail. Then-candidate Donald Trump said he wanted to build it across every square inch of the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Mexico, he'd say over and over again, would pay for it. And while that fact is in doubt, the plan to build physical parts of it is moving forward, and several California companies are vying for a piece of that construction pie. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she's here for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So what is the government looking for in terms of design for this wall? Are we talking high? Are we talking thick? Are we talking concrete? Are we talking steel?
We're talking concrete. We're talking pretty high. If you're thinking of applying, Steve, you're a little bit late. But what you would need to present is an aesthetically pleasing wall, at least on the American side, 30 feet high, resistant to climbing, tunneling under, or powering through with heavy machinery.
There were about 700. I saw this number and I was like, whoa, 700 companies that applied for this project. A good number of these companies are based here in California. And I understand you spoke with one of them about why they decided to do this.
We did. We spoke with Russ Baumgartner. He is head of a company called Concrete Contractors Interstate. They're based in San Diego County for more than 30 years. Listen to why he said he applied.
There is a wall there, and it's extremely an ugly wall. And so we got excited when we heard, hey, they're going to replace some of these ugly walls, and we have the perfect system to replace those walls with.
So interesting. One, he wants to make the wall prettier on both sides. But two, the point that I think one has to really pay attention to, he says there's already a wall. And what's so fascinating about this whole thing is that we're talking about this wall as if there isn't already a barrier. The border between Mexico and the U.S. is about 2,000 miles. About 650 miles of that already have some form of border, be it fence, be it steel structures, be it barbed wire. Those other two-thirds, a lot of the other two-thirds are the Rio Grande or utterly unbuildable terrain. So one of the many questions surrounding this whole thing is, why a wall when there's already a wall?
All right. Well, so if this is already there, or we at least have lots of it there, what's going to change? What is different about the wall that we're going to have as opposed to the wall that we already have?
Well, to the extent that anyone fully understands what's going on here, I think there's an understanding that what Trump wants is some real physical concrete wall, which is quite difficult to build in a lot of this terrain. There's a whole number of obstacles.
It's so interesting to me, Frances, because when we say a wall, and you mentioned concrete and thick and high and all of that, it is a physical structure. But last month, we saw the smallest number of people. This is reported just this week, as a matter of fact, crossing the U.S. border from Mexico illegally in more than 15 years. And nothing physically has changed. Not one piling has been built since the election. So is this a matter of perception versus reality?
Well, I think it's fair to say that the current president is putting up a lot of rhetorical walls, whether it's the immigration ban or whether it's this Mexico border wall that he talks about so much. And one might assume that that's going to function as a deterrent, just the feeling of not being welcome.
You're not welcome here.
You're not welcome here. We're already also reading that tourism numbers are down. You know, there's a feeling of sort of a stay away kind of feeling. But that extraordinary drop that one saw in the last month only builds on what was already a drop. Back in 2015, it was already noted that there were more Mexicans going back to Mexico than coming into the U.S.
Well, unless we remember that perhaps this wall is very politically charged, the Democrats are against it, Congress, of course, still has to fund it because Mexico is not going to pay for it, at least up front. So we're not even sure this wall is going to be built. We'll keep watching it. Obviously, the aesthetic design of it. Frances Anderton, DNA on ATC. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.